Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast, dedicated to helping you live a more authentic life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're going to talk about something very powerful. Today we're going to unpack fear, false evidence appearing real, and how to combat that with just having more faith. We've all had something that we find to be frightening, and we just kind of want to explore what that looks like and how we could, you know, be more grounded in our everyday and just kind of focus on what it is that we're fearing and how we're dealing with that. For me, it's realizing what's causing me to be afraid. That's a priority. And just sharing my fears with someone or, you know, writing that down, that helps me look at it from a different perspective. And also, what are you doing when you feel fear? How are you reacting? That's something to think about as well. Fear takes place whenever we feel a form of threat, harm, whether that's physically, emotionally, or psychologically, anything that we feel is real or possibly imagined. So it serves as an important role in our life to keep us safe, to keep us out of harm's way. But let's unpack the form of fear that's standing in our way from accomplishing whatever it is that we want to accomplish in life, because we use fear as a way to keep us safe, but also we use fear and self-doubt. They're together, and that limit us from seeing our full potential and accomplishing our goals. Because if you think about it, everything that you want is on the other side of fear. So you have to think about how you're going to work on overcoming these anxieties. And nothing is an overnight fix. Always remember that. But think of any area in your life. Is there something that you're fearing and you know that you have a fear of that? And you know, oh my gosh, there's no way I'll do that. There is no way I'll accomplish that. You want to stop telling yourself those things. You want to change the narrative, how you're viewing your fear, and focus on having more faith, being more positive. So today we're going to unpack that, how you can have more faith in areas of your life so that you can reduce your level of fear and anxiety. Fear is something that actually makes you wonder if you could actually overcome it and get the prize that's on the other side of it. It shows up in so many areas. How many times did you want like a new job, but you didn't think you were good enough to qualify or you had the credentials? How about that person you may wanted to date and ask out, but you didn't think they would say yes? Anything it is that you thought of, but you didn't want to attempt it because you had a fear of looking stupid, rejection, not being good enough, or caring too much about others and what they think. That could be something that could paralyze you, you know, unpacking that. So in order to eliminate that self-doubt and that negativity, you have to think more positive, more constructive, and you have to have more faith in your belief and believe in yourself. Having more faith, whether that's in yourself, whether that's in other people around you, the higher power, that could bring you a sense of peace, resilience, and purpose to your life, and also make you more equipped to believe in yourself and overcome that fear or whatever anxiety that you are facing. Faith helps you navigate uncertainty, overcome challenges, and find hope in difficult times. So just reflect, what are you battling with? What is something that you're facing right now? Now is the time to cultivate and deepen your faith. So let's break down what that looks like. You have to define personally what faith means to you. Faith can show up in so many forms: belief, a spiritual, religious framework, trust in the goodness of others, confidence in your ability to handle your challenges. So you want to clarify what faith means to you when it comes to dealing with fear and overcoming the fears and anxiety that you
faith. So take time to think about what value resonate most with you and meditate on that, journal that, strengthen that sense of connection, and do that with, you know, gratitude, positive aspects in your life, acknowledge your blessings, even in difficult circumstances, because a lot of times when you're facing a challenge, the challenge isn't a quick challenge. The obstacle isn't a quick obstacle. They're like lengthy. So you have to keep that faith. You have to stay positive. You have to find something to believe in to keep you motivated when things get tough. And if you're spiritually inclined, prayer can be a powerful way to connect with your beliefs and seek guidance. Meditation, I'm big on meditation, can also help you develop an inner calmness and just trust everything that's unfolding in your life. Because trust me, sometimes things will unfold and they're out of your control and it's nothing you could really do about it. So you want to develop and grow your coping mechanisms and focus on how you're viewing those things, and don't get discouraged. Have courage, have faith, have belief. And by figuring out these tools, this helps you deal more with tackling fear, false evidence appearing real. And remember that everything that you ever wanted in life, imagine for yourself, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, it is on the other side of fear. Fear can paralyze us. Fear of rejection, fear of not being your best, fear of making mistakes, fear of just not being good enough, whatever that is, whatever you told yourself, eliminate those doubts, eliminate those insecurities, work on becoming a better version of you. Everything takes time. It's not going to be something that tomorrow you're going to go outside and you're no longer afraid. Fear is a process. So you have to get the proper tools to, in a very intelligent way, you have to find the skills and resources so that you can be strategic with how you are approaching how you decide to deal with fear. And developing faith in your abilities, it starts with small baby steps. Like, you want to set achievable goals. Like, a lot of people, they're so afraid because they set these outrageous goals that, like, who are you? How are you going to accomplish that? And that, it's like, it seems scary itself because the goals aren't measurable. They're unrealistic. So you want to set achievable goals that you can accomplish so that you can celebrate your success and build that level of confidence and remind yourself of all of the past challenges that you overcame, that you're resilient. So also spend time with individuals and loved ones who uplift you and encourage you. They're very positive and they believe in you and they help boost your faith and your confidence. So you want to be surrounded by like-minded, positive people that matches your energy as well. And most importantly, faith often requires you to let go the need for control. Sometimes we're fearing things because we don't know what to expect on the other side. It's unknown. We don't know what we're about to walk into, and that itself is scary. So faith often requires you to surrender the need to control every outcome. Trust that things will work out for the greater good. Trust that things will be okay. Even if the path isn't clear, even if that path's not crystal clear to you, it helps you alleviate anxiety and foster a level of peace while you're on your journey to success. So sometimes we have fear because we can't see what's on the other side of fear. We don't know. It's like unknown. So we're not going to try to go over that wall. We're not going to try to work on that anxiety because it's just too scary. But you have to get rid of that need to want to control everything around you. If you're a control freak, oh my goodness, That itself is something to unpack, but you have to. Part of having faith is believing in things that you're not able to see, and believe that they're going to work out for good for you, work out in your favor. So faith grows stronger when it's tested. You want to view your setback as learning opportunities. Learn from them, grow from them, and don't look at yourself as a failure when you come up short. Look at it as, okay, I didn't do well. I'm definitely going to take this opportunity to reflect, analyze everything that I did so that I can come up with a better strategy and move differently. Sometimes you may need to switch up that playbook and try something different, attack it from a different angle. So don't beat yourself up. Don't be down on yourself, and just work on building your faith, building your belief, building your confidence in yourself and reassurance. The more you endure and adapt, the more your faith in yourself and life deepens. So take the time to let that sink in and cultivate that resilience. Practice acts of kindness. You know, when you help others, you actually strengthen your belief in the goodness of humanity and remind yourself that positive energy and faith are contagious. So give it back. Spread that energy. Spread kindness. Spread positivity. Don't be that person that's bringing that negative energy and bringing that dark cloud of negative energy around everyone. Spread positivity and light, and understand that if you're going through something, whatever that may be, we've all faced challenges in life, and you're not alone and you're not the only person. I guarantee there's someone that's experiencing what you've experienced or even greater. So have a spirit of trusting the process. Have a spirit of believing in yourself and knowing that you're capable of doing great things. You have to just get comfortable being uncomfortable and push yourself to get outside of your comfort zone so that you can get something that you haven't accomplished, so that you can get, you know, to that level where you see yourself succeeding and accomplishing your goals and living a fulfilled life that you're destined to live. But if you're sitting there and you're scared and you're timid and you're afraid and it's just too scary and it's too difficult for you, I understand that. You just want to gradually take the necessary steps so that you can be a better version of you, and you can eliminate fear, because fear is the biggest lie that we tell ourselves. False evidence appearing real. Your self-talk, all of that negative self-talk, all that does is encourage you to doubt yourself. So you want to counteract that with positive and tell yourself, I am good enough. I am great. I am destined to do great things. And watch what happens. Put action with that. Put a work ethic with that and see what happens. Look at the results and watch yourself elevate and evolve as you gradually get rid of thinking about fear and start focusing on more on faith and positive outcomes. And be patient with yourself, because building faith takes time. It's not something that's overnight that's going to just magically happen for you. It's a journey of trust and belief and growth with practice and experience. So in order to get practice and experience, that's something that takes time. It happens gradually. So allow yourself that grace as you navigate this process. Don't be overcritical of yourself. Don't get frustrated. Don't be impatient with yourself. Just love on yourself. Go at your pace and work on, especially if it's something that you're afraid of. Like some fears that you have, you've had it for a long time. You may have had it all your life. So that is going to be a process to unpack. So the key is to understand, reflect, what is it that you're fearing? What is it that you're afraid of? And think of strategies, research resources on that particular fear and how you can overcome that. Read books, listen to podcasts, journaling, talk to a friend, get a mentor, get a therapist, whatever you need. But don't let that fear cripple you. You're more than the things that you fear, and everything that you want, you have to stand up and go get it. It's on the other side of fear. And remember that faith is a source of strength, that can sustain you through life's ups and downs, because life is full of challenges, ups and downs, whether it's faith in the divine plan or in others or in yourself, or just nurturing it helps create a life filled with hope, confidence, and great purpose. Self-belief isn't about thinking you're perfect or better than anyone else. Get that out of your head. Instead, it's about having a realistic understanding of your strengths, your weaknesses, and trusting that you have the ability and you have the potential to learn, grow, and adapt to whatever life throws your way, whatever curveball comes your way. Believing in yourself, it means that you have a positive attitude and outlook on life, that you're able to achieve success and use your strengths and weaknesses to your advantage. Like, that's my big thing. I'm big on knowing what area I'm not strong in and what area I am strong in. And I master what I'm strong in and the areas that I need to improve. I take that time to nurture, and that's a starting point. A lot of times we focus on what we're good at. No, find that area where you know you're not the sharpest and you know you're not the best, and gradually working on improve that, and you will see progress. That's how I attack things that I'm not doing well on, or something that's crippling me, or any doubt that I have there. That's how I unpack that. But simply believing in yourself, you simply need to have a positive attitude about what you're trying to achieve, and that self-efficiency, and just how your thoughts are shaped, your emotions, your behaviors, and things that you don't realize. So believing in yourself, you're actually more likely to work harder and take calculated risks and try new things and put yourself out there. So you want to make sure that if you're not doing those things, and if you're feeling timid, and if you're feeling afraid, find the tools so that you can get better at believing in yourself, because believing in yourself, it can provide so many wonderful opportunities for growth, as well as you developing your skills and growing in life. Like, that's one of the biggest things. And also, once you develop that confidence, you'll find yourself making better decisions, your self-esteem will increase, and your level of resilience will rise as well. So it's all about believing in yourself, because once you feel confident, that helps like reduce a certain level of anxiety and depression. Half of that comes, the fears come from like you not being as confident as you would like to be. So work on that so that you can, you know, foster a sense of self-belief that can help you view life in a positive light and make you feel more in control of your destiny, because you have the power. You have the power to overcome fear and anxiety and doubt if you believe in yourself. So always keep that in mind. There's so many ways that you can tackle this. The first thing is, look at your mental and emotional blocks. What's preventing you from believing in yourself? Whether that's previous failures, any negative experience that you've had, or some memories that you've had from your childhood, and that's just knocking down your self-confidence, and you're not as confident as you like. You want to work on uncovering those hidden emotions, and you could do that through any form of journaling, meditation, whatever that needs to bring out those hidden truths. And work on your self-talk. The way you talk to yourself can impact your self-belief, your self-esteem. So use positive self-talk and affirmations to replace those negative thoughts. When they come in, rebuke them, send them to the back, throw them out the window. Remind yourself of your strengths and your past success. Sometimes you have to think about what you've accomplished in the past and remind yourself that you're that same person and you can do that again. And you have everything that you need. And don't feel shy when it comes to being your own number one fan, being your own hype person. I'm always hyping myself up, like, forget music. I'm a number one hype person, and you need to be that way about yourself. You need to be your biggest fan. And I also, like I said, positive affirmations, that helps me out a lot. So between me hyping myself up, meditation, and positive affirmations, it's just a force to be reckoned with. Also, too, if you're not your biggest cheerleader, that's just not who you are, you're not your hype person, surround yourself with positive people. Spend time with those people who encourage you and support you and who believe in your potential. Your friends and your loved ones that makes you laugh, believe in your hopes and dreams, and also they could just be a positive influence on your self-belief. Also, focus on your daily routines. That can include things like exercising, healthy meals, relaxation, just to help improve your overall well-being and confidence. So view challenges as opportunities to learn and improve. Understand that your abilities and intelligence can grow through effort and perseverance. So remember, everything that you want is on the other side of fear, false evidence appearing real. Remember to keep it real with yourself, and I'll see you beautiful souls the next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.